Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Your wedding is a day you'll remember forever. And your fiancé? Your fiancé deserves a suit that feels just as special as the moment you say I do. At Nick's, we've dressed over 20,000 wedding parties, and we specialize in helping weddings own their suits for about the same price as a rental. That means not only will your fiancé look amazing on your wedding day, but we'll have a suit that can be worn for years to come. Let us make this the easiest and most meaningful part of planning your wedding. Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
I mean, he hasn't worked in a long time. He comes in here, and he's right away called a disgusting human being. Not me. I ever offer up an idea, go ahead, Dave Harrigan. What do you say?
Stay in your lane.
Stay in my lane.
Yeah.
I have nothing to do with the opens. At the start,
I mean, I thought this was going to be pleasant. I woke up this morning.
This is not on me.
And checked my work email.
Yeah.
And I had an email from the company giving me,
what'd you get?
10 Odyssey points because it's my birth month.
Well, ooh, well, well. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then to come in here and be called a disgusting human being.
Verbally assaulted. You're a beacon of the community.
You know what? I'm going to give you 10 Odyssey points for that. There you go.
Thank you. Do I get to give points too? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All of us get 30 points a month to give to coworkers.
I'll take your Odyssey bucks.
You didn't know this?
No, I've never heard.
Never given any? I am spreading points around here like you were spreading things around back in the, you know, mid-80s.
I've got a lot of shots for that. I'm good. I'm all free of those issues. I will say this on the lives of my children. Mm. I've never heard this before in my entire life.
Yeah, this is
what are these?
A lot of people have at their company a various like rewards kind of thing. You do something, somebody gives you made up points, and then you can redeem it for corporate swag that they should be giving you for free.
Okay. Have you, Dave Harrigan, awarded me any points?
No, I have not awarded you any points.
So I just
I think I've given Harrigan points.
You
before.
Have, and those points are very appreciated.
Have you cashed them in?
Well, it takes a lot of points.
I got to do better work, apparently. Yeah.
How many points do you go before you get a hat?
10,000.
10,000.
I was trying to get, there's like a Stanley, you know, one of those big dumb mug things.
Oh, yeah. We're low on those in society.
Well, the Stanley mug is like 183 points, and I currently have, now when you give points, you're not giving your own points. You have your own bank, and then you have a bank to give.
Oh, okay. So you're not taking away
from your own. But I will say I'm more of a giver than a receiver, it seems, here at the company.
How many
company.
Points have you received so far?
I think 10.
Can I guess?
Sure.
Vanita. Because
she's nice.
Because she's nice.
Yeah. I think it's interesting when you say that she's nice, it sounds like an insult.
I didn't mean it in any way. It was an insult at the rest of us.
The rest of us, yeah, we are cretins. The rest of us.
She's just a nicer person than us.
Well, it's not even a close competition.
I'm saying this.
Who is the second nicest? Like, it's so obvious Vanita's the nicest. Who's number two? Right.
Laura Oakes.
Laura's a good answer.
Yeah.
Henry? Eh, he's not very nice.
He's more like us. And I'm putting Vanita way up on the nice guy.
It may be me.
Let's not go that far. Dave, do you want to put Jason in the top three of nicest people on air, producers, news people?
Mm.
No, I'm not comfortable going there.
I'm not either.
Well, I wasn't even counting, anyone who doesn't host a show.
Yeah, they're beneath
right. I wasn't even considering.
Yeah. Well, and there's also persona and then behind the scenes nice.
Fair.
Right?
Yeah.
Although most people, I would say, and I think it's a testament to our station. I don't know what kind of testament. I think most people on air are pretty much who they are.
I don't think that was always the case at this place.
No.
But today, yes.
Yes.
I think that's true.
I mean, I feel like I know you very well.
Yeah.
I know Carter very well.
Mm-hmm.
I probably, of the on-air folks, know Henry the next best.
Yeah.
I've known Henry.
You've known him for a long time.
For 20-plus years.
Yeah.
Jordana probably. I don't know Vanita that well just because our schedules are so opposite.
Right, opposite.
Our past didn't cross as much. Yeah. But everything I know about her, she's very nice. I was hoping you... You would say, yes, she is. Yeah.
I mean, she is very nice.
Yeah. What do you plan on doing different with your show in January to set the tone? This is a tone setter for you.
Yeah.
This is a big show.
It's my birth month. I've already been given 10 Odyssey points. Yeah. You can tell the company believes in me.
So, January 24th, you turn 50.
Yeah.
Are we having a bash?
I was not planning on having a bash.
Yeah.
I am.
I might be going on a trip the next day.
I know you
so.
Are. Well, we could do. I mean, I. So I have mixed feelings about this.
Yeah.
I feel like people at my soul.
Yeah.
I am a bit of a people pleaser. And people want there to be a party.
You had one for your 40th.
I did. Like, my family wants there to be a party.
Yeah.
I sort of feel like I don't want a party.
Don't want a party. That's fine.
Yeah. I don't think I
can
want
a party. Can we go to a separate party?
Without me there?
Without you there where Alyssa's there.
Perfect.
And you stay home, and I guess in theory we talk about you a little bit.
A little.
I'm not sure how favorable it will
be. Yeah, you could probably talk crap about me. That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what's interesting is I'm not quite sure why I don't want a party other than I feel like I did that. I did it.
Yep.
And as you get older, I think people can relate to this. The circle of people that you actually want to spend time with gets smaller.
So that's it. You really don't want to spend 3 hours with that many people.
I don't want to pay for it. I don't want to pay for a party for a bunch of people that
I don't
really care about.
Somehow get it sponsored. I don't know. I don't know who, but there'll be pork there. There'll be Olivia products there.
Yeah. It's a great time to refocus on your health. For sure.
Euros there now because you're going to Greece.
I heard that commercial for the first time today.
Yeah.
The Greece trip.
That sounds great.
I'm excited about the Greece
trip. When are you going?
October, like mid-October. Perfect time to go to Greece because the cruise ship kind of busiest time of the year is sort of past.
Mm.
So the weather is still nice.
You know what they call that season? Shoulder season.
Shoulder season.
That's what they call it in the travel.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
I've only worked here a couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm not a big travel insider yet.
Apparently,
but it's like the zany, overcrowded sort of is over. But the weather is still nice.
Yeah, that's a good time to go.
So it should be good. I've been to Greece before.
You have?
I've never been to Mykonos, but I have been to Santorini and Athens.
Yeah.
And I think Athens is one of the greatest cities in the world.
Would you like to mention right now where people can find the information about this?
You know, just call me. Call me up directly.
Okay, I do have your number.
It's at, I think it's at WCCRadio.com/travel.
Try
it.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Are you opening with New Orleans?
First, we're going to talk about the coup, the Dan Cook coup.
Yeah, that took place. Okay, let's talk a little New Orleans.
Yes.
When we come back here.
Good.
45 past 2 with Jason. He'll take you home 3-6 on CCO.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we know by now, 3:15 a.m., January 1st, an individual drives down a sidewalk and murders 14 individuals. Bourbon Street, one of your epicenters for New Year's Eve celebrations. If you're going to go to a place where you're going to attack people and you're going to drive at 3:15 a.m., Bourbon Street is probably one of the five or six locations that you're going to pick. This individual who was inspired by ISIS. Some reporting suggests that may not have been directed. I don't know if we know that completely definitively, because press conference to press conference, we learn more information. First press conference yesterday, which was bizarre because there were too many people there. Too many people trying to make a name for themselves, in particular Senator John Edwards, who's making media shots, which is fine, but, you know, probably not at a press conference when you're talking about 14 people who were slaughtered. Senator Edwards with your phony corn pole nonsense and taking shot at elites when, by the way, you went to not one but two Ivy League schools. So let's try some facts here. At one point, the reporting was about Jabbar, the U.S. Army vet, who's a terrorist. This was a pure and simple a terrorist act. And he's a murderer. And I'm glad he's gone. That initially, they told us he was not working on his own. Then today, follow up after they have acquired a lot of data from cell phones and laptops that they believe he was working by himself. They have this from videos that he was a part of as he was driving from Houston to New Orleans to kill individuals. And Jason, we have another member of the military, who, by the way, at one point was on the same base as Jabbar, who arrives at the Trump Tower in Vegas in a Tesla, blows it up, kills himself, injures others. Again, from the press conference earlier today, which was much more coordinated, they are saying those two acts are not tied. I know you responded to this on Twitter about individuals. There was one report that the vehicle and this individual may have just come in recently. And so for the folks who have, for valid reasons, in my opinion, challenged Joe Biden on his immigration policy, on securing the borders. It's Biden's fault. It's Biden's fault. It's Biden's fault. Well, then we find out that was not true, that this vehicle was rented in America.
Right.
And this American citizen. That doesn't change my view about Joe Biden and immigration.
No.
Because he was too soft. But you're allowed to have that feeling and then just tell the truth.
Right.
So among all the things that we've learned so far, what has stood out most?
Well, I think we are so fixated on the external enemy that we forget that we are the enemy. And it, here's a guy who was a fairly well-regarded soldier, went to Afghanistan, showed more courage than I've shown in my life, without question.
Army Reserve for years.
And he was radicalized.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's hard for us. There are multiple things that are very difficult for us to digest about this. One, bad stuff happens. Bad stuff happens. Doesn't mean you can't analyze it, try to figure it out. But sometimes a bad act is an individual act that has nothing to do with anything else, really. It just was evil. It was one guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a giant country. In fact, it's more miraculous that you don't have more of this kind of stuff happening.
I've said this a bunch because I think that is such a salient point. I try to make that often. That, and I was hosting a show at 2 o'clock September 11th,
yeah,
2001. And if you would have told any of us, again, we lost 14 souls yesterday. And we've lost other Americans to terror attacks on our soil and defending our country abroad. And I'm not trying to slight them in any way. Because, and may the memory be a blessing, and I wish they would have led lives decades and decades longer. But if someone would have told us now as we approach 24 years later, that we would have nothing, nothing even close to September 11th. I think all of us, what we were learning then, would have said, no, our world has changed.
Yeah.
Which shows how often our intelligence apparatus has been brilliant.
It's amazing.
It's because
you know there were more plans.
Oh, my God. And again, this is under Bush, Obama, Trump. Biden and soon to be Trump. And again, like I said earlier, not like they're out there, but the intelligence apparatus of hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people. But here's what you can't stop all the time, whether it's someone who's intent on evil, just on her own, his own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm going to the Timberwolves game tonight, and 20,000 people are going to go in to see the Boston Celtics. And if somebody wants to drive down the sidewalk while I and 20,000 others, you can't stop everything.
Right.
You cannot stop everything. Now, can we ask really valid questions about, okay, were you so looking ahead to this Super Bowl with your security, did you pull back? Yes. And then on the ISIS part, I think it is interesting to follow this story.
Yeah.
Because it's super concerning that you can have somebody within our country who, through videos or whatever, could be that person drive down.
Right.
Now, is it
How directed? Does this happen? How does it go? How do you? And, you know, I also think there, and I've talked about this many times, and it's a difficult topic to talk about, but men in America have very little support when it comes to figuring out how to cope with anything.
Yeah.
So this guy was divorced.
Multiple times.
So.
Debt issues.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think we see this with young people. And I'm not saying like that the I talked about this once and somebody got all upset that I was suggesting that like the focus on getting girls into STEM was the problem. The educational system, though, has largely been focused around trying to figure out how do we get girls back on track, because they were being ignored. They were not being encouraged to do kind of the technical, scientific growth careers. There were still all these stereotypes at play. Well, I think what has happened over the last 30 years of trying to fix that is that boys have been left behind in many ways, and so maybe not.
I think some have. You know, whether that's connected to this one in any way,
who knows? But I do think one commonality of almost every terror attack and mass shooting is that it's a man. And why is that? Why is that? Why is it that men? Is it just men are more violent? Is it that men? I don't know. But why is that?
I think we probably could look back to the start of our country and say acts of attacks have been more male-driven.
So how come we don't address that in any way?
Well, then it becomes how can you address it within the confines of the law, with presumption of innocence, where you want to have some level of freedom. And then when I'm literally holding up right now my laptop, which I can punch in anything I want.
No.
And if I want to use that as a driving vehicle to push me down a hole of despair, of happiness, of things that are going to pervert my mind, that's all out there.
Yeah.
And there are people who are more the organizers of this, who hate the West, America in particular, who love to prey on those vulnerable individuals. Mm-hmm. And maybe he was one of them.
We just don't know yet. Yeah.
I mean, that's part of what I was saying, too, at one point in the first hour is people just love to have their already entrenched position.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then when a tragedy happens, and then here's how much time they take to pursue facts. I'm done.
Yeah.
They don't wait at all. They just go, well, it's obviously so-and-so's fault because I've disagreed with them forever. They hate America. Their policies are insufficient. I'm not asking you to change your position, but can we just learn a little bit of information before you comment directly on this one? It shouldn't be that hard, but it is now.
It is hard, yeah. And it you just have to learn to filter your sources of information a little bit. Like I had to log off of social media yesterday because it just was ridiculous. It was everybody just trying to wedge their preconceived position into this event. And it, to me, it is a little disgusting.
I was headed that way, and then I was lucky because my school was playing this highly entertaining football
game. It was a heck of a game.
It was a great game. So I just checked out, and it was great.
Yeah.
And it was great. And then later I got back to it, and by then some facts actually were out there.
Yeah, some facts.
Wow, and then we can actually react to facts.
It is natural that people, the world moves quicker today, you know? And some of the public officials were kind of irritated by journalists asking questions, which is absurd. But, like, the world moves fast. And so some of that is on us as consumers of information to understand that, yeah, figure out why things are changing.
Well, speaking of moving fast,
things change.
You've lost your show. I mean,
outrageous.
I assume you're going to that position over here, and Dan's coming
right
back.
I'm now producing.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an okay run.
It was okay. It wasn't a good run. Yeah. It was a run.
Yeah. Dan, enjoy Greece. We're back tomorrow, including Dumber Than We Thought. I'll carry Carter at 11:30.